For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. During Joe and Magda's segment, she turned to me and sincerely asked, why don't we wear matching sneakers? Guys, I'm nervous for my Hanukkah gift. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And I was joking.
You didn't sound like you were joking.
Well, we do wear matching sneakers, but they're just...
Shh, you don't tell people.
They're the same brand. They're not the same style.
That's true.
Because we like the same stuff, but that's yeah. True. I don't think I would wear a matching Nike sneakers with you.
That's no.
That's just like 10 years ago type of thing.
We both have the Veyas.
The what? Oh, the Veyas, yeah.
Not Sunny.
I know.
And Veya.
I always think of our sneakers whenever they popped on my screen.
It's spelled differently, right?
It is, but I spell it the same way as I spell the sneakers. This way, I can pronounce it well.
Okay. See, so you do what I do. You write how you want to pronounce things.
Well, only with her. Other times, I just write it because I don't know how to spell it. Mm-hmm. So I just write it how it sounds.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell Magna? What a moron.
What a moron. If you kept calling me like...
Teresa?
Well, that's pretty close, but something... Derisa,
oh,
with a D.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Does Joe work at Starbucks? Because that's only allowed if you work at the Bucks.
Once I went to Starbucks in New Jersey, Englewood, New Jersey, still remember, and I ordered a latte. It's the only thing I drink from Starbucks, literally. And they put deer on the cup.
That's what made me think of Starbucks.
Like spelled as the animal, D-E-E-R.
Yeah.
How is deer close to Teresa?
I feel like we talked about this before because my best one, it wasn't me, it was a coworker of mine, James, and they wrote it kind of a little scripty. It had some flow to it, James, and it looked like sauces, which became his nickname. And what a wonderful nickname.
Sauces?
Sauces.
I don't like it.
Oh, I think it's a great
nickname.
It's
very close to sausage.
Oh.
Huh.
No, James to sauces, which, yeah.
I'm glad deer didn't stick. Luckily, I was alone in that Starbucks. I used to go and read books there.
You also got harissa once, didn't you?
Yes, in Chicago.
Yeah. Which is a tasty seasoning spice.
Harissa.
Yeah. Anyways, Magna. Ridiculous. All right, we'll talk about all that and more real quick. Before we get into it, a little business. Guys, we're on Patreon and we're on Supercast. What are we doing over there, you ask? We are rounding out, closing out the other way.
Yes.
We are in full tell-all mode over there. And man, part one was quite the tell-all.
Good tell-all.
Looking forward to part two. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that, join us on the Patreon of the Supercast. Or if you want to hear our thoughts on the upcoming season of Last Resort, join us on the Patreon of Supercast because that's where we're going to be covering it.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. Also, follow us on Instagram at MarriedToRealityPod. We post little clips once in a while. We used to do memes. Who knows? We might bring them back. And you want to make sure you're following. So if we do drop a meme, you'll be the first to see it.
Yeah, we might bring it back. I know you guys, I've been pretty bad on social media posting. But I'll tell you what. We've been nesting. We have a big nesting list.
Yeah.
And getting there.
Yeah, you used to be the meme queen, but...
I know, we should do it. Well, I used to have so much fun with it.
Yeah, we should.
And anxiety.
Yeah, need to post a meme. But the main thing we do on Instagram is talk to you guys. So if you want to call in and chat with us, message us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. And also just make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as pretzel making. Because I love a good pretzel.
Pretty hot, yeah.
Love a good venue pretzel.
Yeah, I would make a pretzel. I would go to a pretzel making class.
I can give you a class at home if you want.
All right. So smash it as hot as that. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. Tis the season to be thankful and to give a gift. And we would be thankful if you gave the gift of a beautiful review. And if it's a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Right.
All right. That is the business. Before we get into the episode, what do you say we do a little 90-day, by the way?
Let's hear what you've got this week.
All right. You're just as eager to hear as all our friends because you don't help out anymore.
I was trying to avoid that thing because I've been saying it a lot lately. Yeah. So I'm like, let's just not give this away.
You could avoid saying it or you could help me out. You chose the former, to just avoid saying it.
I did. I was organizing some tiny clothes.
All right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you get a pass this week. So, by the way, number one, mark your calendars. The American Reality TV Awards are coming to the small screen.
Woo-hoo! Who's nominated?
Well, I don't know if you're going to be happy to hear who's nominated.
Statler?
No.
Oh, good.
No. Yeah. No. Well, first and foremost, Friday, November 29th is the date.
Okay.
So if you're looking forward to watching, mark that down, November 29th. Where can you watch it? Whoa. Your guess is as good as mine. The Roku channel.
And we have a Roku TV.
Have we ever watched the channel?
No, but now this is a great opportunity for us to do that.
True. So Roku channel, YouTube, and a couple other places nobody's ever heard of. That's where you can find it.
Interesting.
So 90 Day does have a bit of a presence at this award show, as expected. I don't know that everyone's going to be thrilled about who is representing, who is the face of 90 Day at okay. this award show. Small Ed will be presenting.
Presenting the awards?
Presenting a award.
Why?
I don't know. They didn't say which award it was going to be, but he's going to be presenting.
Duh. Okay.
He also is nominated.
No, for what? The Biggest Moron?
Reality King.
What?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Nominated alongside Tim, though.
Okay, I'll take Tim.
Tim and Veronica. So, Smollett, Tim, Pauly D.
Who's
Jersey Shore.
Oh.
Mike the Situation and Cody Brown all up for Reality King.
Wait, I thought Jersey Show ended like 10 years ago.
Oh, it's back.
Oh.
People are loving it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's called like Jersey Shore Vacation or something. It's more of a one-off, I think, than like it used to be.
Okay.
So they are nominated for Reality King. And then 90 Day had one other nomination. Outstanding Recurring Cast is the award.
Okay.
Pillow Talk is who's up for the award.
Oh, okay.
Of Outstanding Recurring Cast. So good luck to everyone if you want to tune in. It's all happening Friday, November 29th, somewhere in a dark corner of the internet. So if you can find it, let me know.
I was going to watch, but with Small Ed presenting an award and being nominated, I might pass.
It's too much Small Ed. All right. That's number one. By the way, number two, some good news coming from Avery of Avery and Omar.
Okay.
So she'd been privately dealing with some health issues as of recent. She opened up on TikTok and gave the full story. So she wasn't feeling great, ended up feeling really bad, went to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
Some tests were being done. Doctors were looking into things. And it looked like she had masses on her lymph nodes, which is not good, obviously. Yeah. So that in combination with how sick she was feeling and how sick she was telling the doctor she felt, the doctors were wondering, okay, is it lymphoma?
Which would
not be good. So she was starting to fear, okay, this might not go great. I need to work. I need to make money. I need to be able to pay medical bills. So she was kind of busting her ass, making that money so she could pay for any medical bills that would be impending. She pushed too much. She worked too hard. She got sepsis. So she ended up going to the hospital for that. And fortunately, the doctors were able to confirm no lymphoma.
That's good.
Very good. She does have 5 different infections, though.
Oh.
3 pretty serious. So she was in the hospital for 4 days, currently in quarantine, on antibiotics, on steroids. She was using a wheelchair, oxygen machine. So things were not good. She believes she got the infections from contaminated food or someone's saliva in the food.
Ew.
Yeah. She thinks it happened while she was traveling.
Ew.
So, yeah, it's a good story. I mean, could have ended.
Yeah.
Not so positive.
Glad she's okay.
Yeah, glad she's okay. Stay safe out there, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You roll the dice sometimes. You go to restaurants. You really put trust in other people when you eat out. And you hope you hope for the best.
I know.
You hope nobody's spitting in your food.
Ew, don't say that.
Or other.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. That's 90 Day, by the way.
Not bad.
Yeah, some interesting stories, right?
Yeah, look at you. Look at you being a little detective.
I do what I can. Do it for the people. All right, let's do it. The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days, season 7, episode 13. We are cooking, Teresa.
I know. Speaking of cooking, let's start with Magna and Joe.
Joe is going to need to start calling Magda M. That's my trick. That's my trick that I've used for you, that I've told my friends and family to use for you. It's like, don't even try to say her name. Just call her T.
Well, you can say my name, but yeah, your friends can't.
A lot of people cannot. A lot of people resort to Teresa, which is not your name. And so T is just, it's a good safety. And I think Joe should just go with M.
Yeah. A lot of people say Teresa too, which I'm more okay with than Teresa.
Yeah, they're at least throwing the Z in
Teresa.
There.
They like, I don't know what they do with their tongues. I learned it because people say it. But yeah, Teresa is acceptable for me. Teresa, it's like, well, that's not even how my name is spelled.
Yeah. Some people are just lazy.
I know, but I'm in the stage or point of my life after being here for 14 years, coming up on December 5th. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, wow. That I don't correct people anymore.
Sure.
And sometimes, to make my life easier, like when I go to Starbucks, I do say Teresa.
There you go.
Because
it's not worth the hassle.
Exactly.
I don't want to have to repeat it 3 times, right?
Exactly. Especially when you do drive-thrus.
Oh. Yeah. What was that? Teresa? Deer? Let me just write deer down. Let's get this thing over with.
Classic.
So, yeah, apparently Joe thought her name was Magna, like Magna Carta.
But, dude, it's spelled with a D.
Yeah.
Why would you, like, even if you pronounce it in an American way, you would still say Magda. It's Magda in Europe.
It's almost...
It's the short version. But how would you go from say Magda? Yeah, that's how you would read it in America, right? Magda.
Also, Magda is a more common name than Magna. So he's going to a more esoteric place to begin with, which is strange. And then on top of that, they didn't meet in person, right?
Yes.
So if you met in person at a loud bar and it was like, oh, hey, yeah, my name is Magda. I could understand him thinking, oh, maybe she said Magna and he just went with it. But he could see your name spelled out.
Yeah, plus I'm sure she pronounces it. She says Magda.
Yeah, she says Magda.
No, Magda.
Magda.
Yeah.
Long story short, she's like, he can call me whatever he wants because he's American. I mean, because I love him. And so she doesn't care what Joe calls her as long as she can get on that airplane.
Yeah, and I don't get it. I do still think that she is very desperate for love, and she has this idea of a life she wants to live. Like, she wants to be loved and take care of kids and have a husband who's gonna pay for everything, and she's gonna be a stay-at-home mom like in movies. But it's like, you're 23 years old. That might not be a reality for you. First of all, live a little. Second of all, don't be dependent on a guy you don't know. That because that's your plan. Even if it worked out, he brings you over, he's the one working, you're taking care of kids. I'm giving you 2 to 3 years before he starts cheating on you because he's going to be bored with you. Yeah, that's how it works.
You think so?
Totally. Like, she would have nothing else going on for herself. Like, she's 23.
That means she might get bored. It doesn't mean he's going to get bored with her.
No, she wants to be the housewife.
Yeah, but why would that bore Joe?
You have nothing to talk about. She's bringing nothing to the table. If that's right now, she lives in Poland. She plays volleyball. She is a dog. She was a prison guard. Like, there is a lot you can talk about. There's a lot
none
happening.
None of that stuff makes for good conversation, except the prison guard thing. And she quit that. So she could talk about a dog in America. She could talk about beach volleyball in America.
Yeah, but how are you going to do beach volleyball if you are a stay-at-home mom taking care of kids?
Oh, these moms find a way. Let me tell you. Every time I'm down in Miami, I see they're living their best life.
Yeah, but those moms have nannies.
True.
I don't think she wants a nanny. I think she just wants to be that homemaker.
Maybe. Well,
I'm telling you, for a 23-year-old, her idea of life is kind of boring. Get out there, have fun. Sure, be with Joe, but travel. Get to know each other. Do something fun, stupid. Well, just settle and be dependent on a guy.
You're trusting what she says. You're believing what she says. I'm thinking she wants to get to America, get to Miami, and live that life.
But what life? What is she going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Probably leave Joe and
do what?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not like she's been here. She's vacationed here. She knows what's up. I really do think that she has this grand idea of a great life in America that someone else is going to just pay for and she's going to raise the kids.
All I know is that she's definitely more interested in America than she is in Joe. And so that makes me think, okay, she's got ulterior motives here.
I don't think that. I think she is desperate for love. I think she would go with anyone who says, I love you.
I don't know about that. I think she's got her sights set on America.
Well, here's how I feel about Magda. I think Magda's a little crazy. I think she's a little crazy. I think when she meets a guy after a week, she probably plans a wedding in her head, how she's going to spend a life with them. Hence, she moved to Germany with a guy she knew for 3 months.
True.
We went to Chicago together after 3 months on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she moved to a different country for a guy who ended up cheating on her. How do you cheat on someone after 3 months? Because that person must do something crazy.
You're making a lot of good points here.
So now she got a touch to Joe. He's like, sure, you know, he makes money, he's a realtor. He promised her, I'll take care of you. So she's doing the same thing. She's just ready to move and do everything for the guy, no matter if he calls her Magda or Magna, as long as she's being loved.
All right.
Like, she basically cheated on her in her eyes, and she's still okay with it. Like, that's not healthy.
Making a lot of sense.
Right?
All right. So, cut to the Airbnb. This was very nice.
Very nice. And Joe is doing the walkthrough as the realtor that he is.
The realtor was coming out. You can correct me if I'm wrong here. The stairs, the communal stairs, mm-hmm. very European.
Very European.
But the decor, it felt very American, very farmhouse chic. And maybe that style has made its way.
I mean, you've seen some of my friends' homes or my cousins' homes.
Yeah, I would not describe that as farmhouse chic. That
it's not farmhouse. They're all very modern.
It's very European. It's very modern. It's very clean lines.
Yeah.
This felt more farmhouse, which I appreciated. I like that style, but it just struck me as, oh, look at this. It's a different aesthetic for Europe.
I've only been to Poland once, and it wasn't a fun visit, so...
Here's the most European.
I can't judge.
Here's the most European thing about this Airbnb. No air conditioning.
Yeah, people in Europe don't have AC.
Ugh.
But they should, because global warming is a biatch.
Yeah.
Warming.
I know. You basically just did the Magda thing.
Global warming is a biatch, and it's getting hot in Europe. Even in places that... In Czech, the summer used to be like hot in July, August was cooling down, right? Now it's like June, July, August, it's like hot, hot, hot. And it's not just Czech, it's all the surrounding countries.
Yeah. So, okay, we get the tour. Joe did not call out the two bedrooms that this Airbnb boasted. Magda, on the other hand, was very quick to say, we'll be sleeping. In separate rooms.
Yeah, because she said she needs more trust to share a bed with him.
Yeah. That's the part that makes me scratch my head.
I think she knows that maybe, okay, he wants to have sex. If I postpone it a little bit, he might want me more. Or maybe I want him to love me first before we have sex. I'm telling you.
That's the part that confuses me. Call in. Is she withholding sex because she's not that into him and just wants to get to America and is that's the carrot in front of... Or does she love him so much that she wants to make sure he loves her equally?
I think there are two things. Thing number one, he banged someone 2 months ago.
True.
So I think that's still in her head. And thing number two, I think she's afraid if she have sex with him, that's going to be it. He's going to go back to the US and that'll be it. This way, she can maybe make him feel one more and in the meantime, fall in love with her. Because they're not in love. Come on. She says she loves him. He doesn't love her. He just got there. I think they're trying to get to know each other. They've been dating for 5 months online.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. We go for some drinks. This is when we're in our matching sneakers and we go for some drinks. A round of cherry vodka.
Yikes.
Which doesn't sound the best to me.
Yikes.
I feel like that's Magda's age showing. That's what you drink when you're 20. You drink some cherry vodka and then you have your partner airplane into your mouth.
They must have felt really shitty afterwards because they're doing shots and sharing a salad.
Yeah.
Just get a pretzel.
You need something to absorb. So Joe waited till Magda got liquored up and then tried to convince her to sleep in the same bed as him. And I have to imagine maybe he was trying to be funny or he's just that dumb because he's like, well, there's no AC so we can cuddle and cool each other down.
Yeah, I think he's trying to read him. He is a dude in his mid-30s who's just been having so much fun. He makes good money. He travels the world. He has no worry in the world. He has friends, right? So he has a dumb sense of humor that, chicks probably like, but not Magda. Magda's after the love, the connection. She wants that. She doesn't want to hear silly jokes. Plus, I do think sometimes when you are from a different country, you don't get on the same page with humor. Mm-hmm. And it's the language barrier and it's the sense of humor. You got very lucky with me. I've already been here for like 5 years when I met you.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think maybe he's trying to joke and she's not getting it.
Sure. Sure. So next morning, we see Joe's all sad that they didn't share a bed. And Magda's like, well, I don't want to have sex until you propose. And that's a little bit of a shock. That's a bomb drop for Joe because now we're moving the goalposts over here. And Joe's like, well, what if we're not sexually compatible? And Magda says, that's not that important.
Yes. Well, I hate to say it, but if he proposes, proposal's not a marriage. It's serious.
It's serious.
It's very serious. I don't want to take away from it, but I almost feel like he would propose just to bang it out.
I would hope not.
I would hope not either, but...
But you're right. There's nothing legally binding.
That's what I meant. I take proposals very seriously, obviously.
I would hope so.
I only had one, and look at us now. But as you said, it's like when Love is Blind, you propose, right. You get out of the pause, and it's like, oh, I don't like you.
Well, and on Love is Blind, I don't even think you have to pay for your own ring. So that's the most serious part of a proposal, is the price of that ring.
Yeah, but he can also get a cheap ring, propose and bank her, and then if they're not compatible, then, well, he'll go back to the U.S. by himself.
True. All right, should we make some pretzels?
Let's make some pretzels.
Joe was acting like a 20-year-old in this class. It was very awkward.
And she, like, I'm telling you, she was getting annoyed with his stupid sense of humor. Like, I would be like, ugh, child, but I would kind of laugh it off. She was getting upset, but... There is no way the pretzel maker knew what popping a cherry meant. I didn't know what it meant until literally a few years ago.
Whoa, there is a... How'd you find out?
I saw it on TV. It's a slang.
It is.
That someone had to explain to me. I'm pretty sure it was you.
It is slang. Oh, I don't know if I did or did not, but it is definitely slang. Joe just likes the way that Magda pronounces things, and I think that's maybe why... She was getting a little upset, like penis.
Yeah.
Like he just kind of kept poking her.
Yeah.
No pun intended. And she was getting a little probably frustrated with that.
Yeah. So they make pretzels. Joe drops it on the floor, obviously. They make it, they bake it. And Joe says, oh, it tastes like a pretzel.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Then they go to the Jewish quarter. Do a vodka tasting. And Joe's like, it's cool that we're trying Polish vodka in Poland. Yeah, that is cool. It's very cool, Joe.
Yeah. I can see how they don't have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. And you think they have nothing but great topics to address because she plays volleyball and has a dog. But... Yeah, I don't know what they have in common. I don't know what their relationship, what the foundation is. I think they're attracted to each other.
I think the attraction, that's the glue. But you can tell that Magda's still not over the cheating because she brings it up. And this is one of the reasons why I called her a little crazy before.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, well... You know, I was interested from the start. Like, I was even wearing like a wedding ring on my wedding finger to show that I'm engaged. It's like,
yeah,
but you're not engaged.
That is cuckoo.
Yeah. And Joe is like, yikes. Like, you can tell that he's questioning this whole thing. Like, when you start, imagine if we started dating and by the time he goes to your parents, I have a fake wedding ring and pretend that I'm engaged to you.
Yeah, that you got for yourself and then didn't even tell me. It'd be one thing if you were like, hey, I'm so serious about this. I don't want to be bothered by other guys. So
after 5 months?
But go with me.
Okay.
If you said that, like, hey, I'm sick of having to deal with and fend off all these other people, so I just got myself a ring and put it on. Like, I hope you're okay with that. That's crazy. But at least you're being open and honest about it. She did it and didn't even tell him about it until now. Like, that's the craziest part of it all, is that she proposed to herself and didn't even, it's like a Sarper almost. It's like, and didn't even tell the person that she is now engaged to.
Yeah. Honestly, it's crazy if someone did that. I mean, first of all, it's crazy. I'm just going to say it's crazy if you propose to yourself and pretend that you're engaged. Secondly, you're taking away from the fact that you're not engaged and you might get engaged one day and then... Your friend's going to be like, wait a minute, you've been engaged for 3 years. What is this?
Right.
You're taking away from it.
Right. So then Magda wants to know more about the cheating, when it happened, how it all went down. And Joe's like, well, you and I met in March and then I had sex with this girl in April.
And Magda's like, April is my birthday.
On my birthday? It's like, She was like, I don't know. I don't remember exactly when.
He's like, the beginning of April? I think he was just hoping that that's not her birthday.
Yeah. She's like, you had sex one time in 5 months and you don't remember when. So now she's thinking, oh my God, there's probably more. If he doesn't remember the exact date and time of this encounter, there must be more women.
I can see how he banged someone a month later. If you're talking to someone online, I don't know what the definition of the relationship was at the time. I'm going to say, oh, they were chatting online, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they, since they've had the talk, like, okay, I'm coming to Poland, let's be serious. I doubt it.
Well, that's the problem, is Magda clearly thought this relationship was something super serious. She proposed to herself. And then Joe's just like, yeah, I'm chatting with this girl from another country.
Okay. I'm not taking Magda's side on the proposing to herself. That's crazy. But in Europe, you don't really ask or define the relationship after a certain time you have the talk. Like in Europe, you start seeing someone and it turns into a dating or you break up. But a lot of people don't date other people. It's very like New York thing or big city thing.
There's still engagements in Europe.
Oh, their engagement. I'm saying her engaging to herself is crazy.
It's crazy.
But I'm saying her talking to Joe thinking, oh, we're in a relationship. It's not that crazy.
No, that's not that crazy. And if we had found out that, oh, she was telling her friends it's her boyfriend without ever having that conversation, I'd go, yeah, that's not crazy.
Yeah.
You're talking to this person.
European way.
Yeah, you're exclusive in at least your side of the relationship. You're exclusive. Like, that's not crazy. You're like, yeah, it's my boyfriend, even if you didn't talk about it. But it's crazy to put a ring on the finger and then be like, yeah, I've been acting as though I was engaged. That's the crazy part.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, whoo. Now Magda just thinks, all right, there's probably more women. I need to be on high alert.
As she should be with Joe. He's wild.
I guess. All right. I think this is a good place to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about Niles, Matilda, everyone.
All right.
We'll do the whole rundown. All right. We'll take a break, tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Hey, guys. If you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. Designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here's the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
The game is on the line and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, dear.
Hello, Jonathan. I have nothing on you.
I don't have any good ones.
I have that. I mean, you could be Harissa because that was me.
That was you. I don't think I have any good ones. I don't. Yeah. Oh, you know, because I really got into Starbucks with the app. I never really popped into a Starbucks too much before I started utilizing the app, order ahead, and it says my name right there in the app so that everyone gets it right.
You see, like, I used to use the app, yeah. And then they screwed me over, and I got upset I don't use the app anymore.
How'd they screw you over?
So I sent an order to a Starbucks you and I used to go to when we lived in the neighborhood, and that freaking Starbucks just closed for reconstruction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they sent it to the other Starbucks that wasn't far, but it was in a mall, so you had to park and walk and thousands of people without letting you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
I hated it. I pulled in. I was like, what's going on? There were just people reconstructing the Starbucks. And I looked at the app, and after I placed the order, I got an email that was sent to the other closest Starbucks.
Yeah.
Ever since, I don't do that.
Understood. All right. Niles and Matilda. So Niles needs to find a parental figure for the knocking ceremony. His parents aren't going to be there. So he's going to ask Mr. Ark.
Yes.
If he can stand in. And so we get to meet Mr. Ark finally.
Yes.
And we learn he's like Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
I don't remember that.
He's got a wooden hand.
Oh, yeah. So apparently it's a customary to reach for the right hand, right?
As it is in America, too.
Yeah, so Niles did that, but he didn't know that was the hand that Mr. Ark is missing.
Yeah, I want to know how Mr. Ark lost his hand, because Chubbs was wrestling an alligator. He lost his ball in the drink and had to wrestle an alligator. I don't know.
Yeah, so Niles felt bad.
Sure, yeah, it's a bad first impression.
Yeah.
And he feels bad.
But he didn't know.
He didn't know, and Mr. Ark said that. Mr. Ark's like, don't worry, like, we never met. It's totally fine. You didn't know. So Mr. Ark just says, forget it. Let's get on with it. Let's talk about the reason you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So Niles says, well, I want to marry Matilda, and my family's not here, and so I need you to represent me as my father, if you'd be willing.
And Mr. Ark is willing.
Oh, more than willing. I think he wants to adopt Niles. Right? Like, Niles said, oh, would you represent me? And from that point forward, Mr. Ark was like, okay, Niles, as your father. And he just, he was like, we have a lot to talk about. Okay, this is not America. There's instructions here. Tell me about the marriage.
Yes. So Niles is telling him, well, I can do the knocking ceremony, but I'm going to come back for the wedding.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't listen. Listen, I'm your father now. Okay, Niles, as your father, you must listen to me. You have to get married. There is no knocking without a marriage. And as your father now, I demand that you get married.
Well, and Niles starts to think, okay, if Mr. Ark says you must do the knocking and getting married, there is no other way around. It's confusing why Matilda's family was okay with him knocking and then postponing the wedding if it's such a break of a tradition.
Yeah. And so Mr. Ark was like, Niles, we need to talk one-on-one, father, son. So let's go step away and have a little chat. And he wants to know, Niles, what did you tell the family? And Niles was like, well, I told him I could do the knocking. I can't finish the ceremony until I come back a few months later. And Mr. Ark's like, big mistake. You should have come to your father and talked to me about this ahead of time. I would have told you you can't do that. It's a huge mistake. And now I'm responsible for you, Niles. As your new father, I am responsible. And this is going to look bad on me.
Well, not just that. Miles starts telling him about all the other things that Matilda is requesting from him.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Ark says, what do you mean money? No, you just do small marriage,
simple
small
marriage.
Knocking, family. You don't need a lot of stuff. Matilda doesn't need a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so in Niles's head, things start to really work. And I think him being autistic adds to it because he starts to really think about everything that Matilda and her family ask him to do. And now Mr. Ark is saying, first of all, that's not the tradition that you can knock and go home and come back. You have to do it all. And second of all, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on her. Like, no, it should be a small little ceremony.
Very simple. Yeah. So they all go inside. They meet Mr. Ark's wife. And they start chatting about all this. And Niles brings up the food and how Mr. Ark said there doesn't need to be this big buffet and past hors d'oeuvres. And this just needs to be down and dirty. And why would you say I need to do all this, Matilda? And she points her finger at the family, says, well, I never said you needed to do this. This is my family who said you need to provide and pay for this larger ceremony. So now this is awkward. And Matilda's feeling like you're disgracing me in front of Mr. Ark. Now you're smearing my name in front of Mr. Ark.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole thing is not ideal.
No. But Mr. Ark says, here's the deal. We can do the knocking and the ceremony, traditional, customary. That's what I can offer. That's what I do. And if you're willing to do it, I'm willing to do it. And so Niles is like, all right, need to talk to Matilda about it. We'll figure out if we can move forward with this.
Yeah. So they get in the car and Matilda feels very embarrassed. And she's like yelling.
Yeah, she wasn't happy.
And Niles is not happy either because he says, well, you are aware of my disability and this is not helping. But why are you asking for all this money?
Yeah.
He wants to understand. Yeah. Matilda's not giving him any answers.
Yeah, why'd you tell me I need to provide for 90 people, $200? And Matilda's like, I never said that. You've never given me a dime. So don't act like I just love you for your money. I was never the one to say you needed to pay for this. It was my family. And she goes, I thought a large gathering would make you happy. And that's when Niles is like, what? I'm autistic. What would make you think a large gathering would make me happy?
She's just trying to get out of this mess so she doesn't look like a villain. She's the one who said, you need to give me and my sister $300 for all the food. It's like, she didn't even say, oh, Niles, do you think you could contribute or do you think you could pay for this and explain? She said, you have to give me $300.
Yeah. And even if she didn't, she heard what her family said and she could be like, no, that's crazy. We don't need that. Just something simple, something small. But no, she was a part of this from the beginning.
Oh, for sure.
So she was losing it, yelling at Niles. Niles is overwhelmed. He's like, stop, I need a moment. So things went sideways quick.
Quick.
All right. Let's move on.
Move on to my favorite couple that might no longer be a couple.
Yeah, I don't know if I would use the couple moniker with them.
But let's talk about Bojo and Vanya.
Yeah, so Vanya has just taken off. She ran out of the bar of Bojo's because Bojo just told her, we should spend more time apart.
Yeah, he's like, why are you still in Croatia? Why don't you spend more time alone? It's like,
yeah, we should have some space.
You're such a moron. And she's crying outside saying, I should have listened to my friends. I should have listened to my cousins. I shouldn't have come here. Okay, I get it, but I feel like at the same time, if this didn't happen, she would always be wondering about this idiot.
Yeah, no, you gotta go.
Yeah.
You gotta dive in head first, but you gotta be prepared for the reality.
Yeah.
And in her mind, it was all rainbows and butterflies. She wasn't prepared for the reality. Bojo, you can tell me I'm wrong or I'm rude or inconsiderate or whatever. Bojo, I respect his honesty, and I respect that he's going with his gut. Because all of his friends are like, you're crazy. She's awesome. You should be with her. And he's like, guys, I don't feel it. I'm sorry, I don't feel it. Like, so I respect his honesty and him not leading her on. Should he have maybe given her more of a chance than just immediately dismissing her after one day? Maybe. But if he doesn't feel it, he doesn't feel it. What do you want him to do?
No, and I do get that too, but my biggest thing is that, okay, he says that she is too much, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she was too much over the phone.
I don't know if you can accurately judge that. You get small doses of it. Maybe she was playing it cool because it was so new and fresh. And then in person, it's just she came on strong, a little overwhelming.
I think so. I also think it's because she's taller than him too, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she's more accomplished than him. I mean, who isn't? Literally everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he does feel a little emasculated by her. But whatever the reason, he's not into her. And that should be fine. He should be able to say, hey, you know what? I'm actually not feeling it. Wish you the best of luck.
True.
And move on.
I just wish the way he approached it was that, hey, Vanya, come to Croatia. Let's be friends. Let's be friendly. Right? And see where things are. It seemed like he promised her this relationship because he comes after her. He comes out, right? And he wants to talk to her, obviously. She doesn't want to talk to him. And he was like, well, talk to you later. If not, God bless you.
Yeah.
And they're going to end up talking the next day. Not to skip too much ahead, but like, he apparently did tell her, I love you, and things like this over text.
Yeah.
So he gave her the wrong impression. She was coming there to pursue a relationship. If he wasn't sure, maybe he's still in love with his ex and who moved on, and he was trying to move on too. He should have told her and say, hey, let's be friends if you want to come. Let's see where we are in person. This way, there are no crazy expectations. And if things didn't work out, she would be like, you know what? Like, I get it.
Yeah, I think he probably got caught up in the idea of her online. He did use the L word. He did say, I love you. And he pushed back against that when Vanya said, no, you said I love you and I should come over. He was like, no, I never said love. They pulled out the receipts. He did say the L word. But anyone with any ounce of sanity would know that's not real love. You've never met the person. You're literally just texting them, I love you. That's ridiculous. You can't say that's love. And so maybe he did use that word, but we all know that's not really love.
For sure.
And so I think he was caught up with the idea of her. Maybe he never thought she would even come. Maybe it's just a pen pal. It's just online. It's fun. She does show up and he's just not that into you.
Yeah, he said, so Borja says he wanted to date, but she made him feel overwhelmed, which again, I get it. She's very colorful and very like jumpy and wants to have fun, which there is nothing wrong with that. But she was sending him stuff. He knew what she does for a living, that she has 59 hobbies slash jobs. She loves pink. Like he knew she's going to be a little more overwhelming. Yeah. I put it on him for basically leading her on. He should have been more honest how he felt. And not to tell her, I love you if you don't feel it.
True. Oh, he's not innocent in this mess. But I'm not going to attack him for being honest as soon as he felt otherwise. Should he have said, hey, come as friends. Let's see if this thing is real in person. Should he have said, I love you when clearly he did not? No. But it's also good that he didn't continue to lead her on for these 3 weeks just because that would have been the easy thing to do. The easy thing would have been like, hey, let's keep hanging out. Oh, yeah, there's possibilities. There's a future. And then drop her at the end of the 3 weeks. That would have been easy. But I think he did the hard thing and the honest thing and said, not feeling it.
Yeah. He keeps saying he wants to be friends, but Vanya's not interested.
We can be friends forever. She's like, absolutely not. Thank you for nothing. This was a horrible experience.
Yes.
Here's the interesting part. There's more of Vanya this season.
Oh, yeah.
I thought when this went down the way it did, I thought, remember Ricky? Ricky went to like Columbia or something and met up with a girl.
Who's Ricky? Ricky Raccoon?
No, that's my stuffed animal. he was some guy. I forget. I think his name was Ricky. I think it was Columbia.
Like a smaller dude.
Yeah. Met up with like a 16-year-old. I think she had braces or something. And then it didn't work out. And then he was like, well, I also have another girl I've been talking to here.
Yeah,
and
he ended up remember.
And he had the ring he was going to propose to her, but he ends up proposing.
Yeah.
I thought that's what we were going to get here. But turns out, and this is where I'm like, ugh, TLC, really? Vanya just like meets a waiter or some other guy out at a restaurant or something.
Well, the preview said he's married, so I'm not sure how far that's going to go.
Well, let's see. But apparently she's going to stick around for another episode or two at least.
Good. Show me what else is in Croatia. Maybe she'll hook up with one of Božo's tall friends.
Maybe.
We'll see.
All right. Next up, Brian and Ingrid.
Yes. They're at the bar meeting Brian's friend Brian.
This is very confusing, especially when you're taking notes.
My childhood best friend, his name is Teresa.
Yeah.
It was always very confusing, but she looks like the exact opposite of me.
Poor Starbucks. Imagine you guys ordered two different things. And it's like, well, this one's for Teresa. It's like, well, what is it?
Well, luckily we don't go to Starbucks in Czech, but she's a little tanner. She's dark hair, dark eyes. Like she's like the exact opposite of me.
Yeah.
And so that was always easy to tell us apart. If we were two blonde Teresas,
yeah,
that would be hard.
Well, but how do you address? Do you say like, oh, tall Teresa, tan Teresa? What do you? How do you know which one you're talking about?
They call me blondies sometimes.
Call him what too?
Blondies.
Blondies.
Like blonde. Huh. Yeah, like blondies Teresa.
Nice.
So,
all right.
That was the what do you call it? The not the determination.
The differentiator.
The differentiator. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Brian and Brian. Brian's a friend of Brian's that he met when he was living in Recife. And so Brian wants Ingrid to meet the other Brian.
But Brian, the friend, doesn't seem to speak Portuguese.
No, I think Brian, the friend, has a man crush on Brian because he's like, oh, he's a handsome guy. He speaks great Portuguese, loves giving the gift of oral. He's just a great guy. All around. Like he was speaking very highly of Brian.
Well, I think Brian, the 90-day Brian, besides him being a creep with ladies, I can see him being a good friend. He's been through a lot.
Yeah.
I can see him treating his friends very well.
Definitely.
And I'm sure he has a lot of stories to tell and all that stuff. I just think he expects a lot from the young ladies.
Totally. So 90 Day Brian is wild. Like the things that keep coming out about him, it's like we learn he's still married.
Yeah.
And Ingrid learns he's still married.
Yeah. So he says he met his most recent ex-wife in Recife. And then they dated for 2 years and then they got married. But she was using him for a green card. So he's been trying to divorce her since.
Yeah. He's like, she's been dragging her feet. She wants the green card. You know, it hasn't been as easy as the other three divorces I've had. And Ingrid's like, wait, what? You've been married 4 times?
And 3 fiancés, just in case you were wondering.
How is this just coming out?
Like, I don't know.
Ingrid legitimately looked disgusted. She was so turned off and upset. She thought he had only been married twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so now double that, throw in a couple fiancés.
It says a lot about a person. And again, no judgment here. Sometimes things don't work out and I understand it. But Brian seemed to have a pattern.
Oh, very much so.
4 marriages and 3 fiancés. Yikes.
That's a lot. And that's not all. Ingrid goes, well, did you tell them your real age? And so now the truth comes out. We get confirmation that Brian did lie about his age on those apps. Because as he says, well, I didn't want any 50-year-old women sliding into my DMs.
Yeah.
And then he blames Ingrid for being dumb and not being able to figure out that he couldn't have been 40. How could I be 45? I have a 31-year-old daughter. It's like no one on a dating app is trying to do math to figure out your real age, Brian.
And then he also kind of blames her and says, well, she never asked me how many times I was married, so I didn't tell her why. It's like, oh, because you're flying to Brazil to meet her and she's putting her life on hold and leaving kids with babysitters to get to know you. But these are things that she should have known. These are things that would come out. This, you can't hide the fact that you were married 4 times and engaged 3 times, because the second she would land in the US and meet any of your friends, someone is going to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm over Brian. He's trying to be the victim. He's like, she judges me on my age. She judges me on my past. It's like, no, she's judging you on being a liar. She doesn't.
Yeah.
If you said you were 50, she wouldn't care. She cares that you lied about your age. She doesn't care that you've been married multiple times. I mean, maybe she does, but she cares that you weren't honest about it.
Yeah. It's kind of a red flag, but sure.
Big red flag.
He literally told her nothing. She didn't know how he ended up in the wheelchair. She didn't know he used to had a drug problem. Like, she knew none of this. And I feel like this all should have been like, love is blinded. Do it over the phone. Like, talk about it.
Yeah. And it's not
before
on,
you see each other.
It's not on her to really ask a lot of those questions, because who would think to ask, oh, how many times have you been married?
Yeah.
Who would think to ask, like, oh, what is your real age? Like, if you put this down, I'm going to hopefully trust you. So it's on Brian for lying or not telling the whole truth.
For sure.
All right. On to someone who
should lie a little.
Should lie a little. Says too much.
Way too much.
Way too transparent. Lauren, the leaky penis, and Faith.
Yeah, so last day in Faith's hometown, they're getting some traditional chicken intestines on a stick.
Oh, meat spaghetti, as Lauren says.
And Faith is telling him, you know, this, my sisters like to, my mom like to, but she still feels brokenhearted over all the cheating.
Yeah. And Lauren just says, well, I'm not going to cheat on you again. We had some miscommunication, but I have you now. You're perfect. You're the one for me. Am I still friend Lauren, or can I be boyfriend Lauren?
And I feel like Faith probably like hit her head on something, because she says, well, you can be my boyfriend again.
Has the leaking stopped? Okay. You can be my boyfriend.
Yeah. So Lauren is relieved to hear that. So he goes straight into a planning mode. Planning for the marriage.
Is it planning for the marriage, or is it planning to stay in the Philippines?
It's planning to stay in the Philippines, because he is loving it.
You got that right. Yeah. So he brings up how the Philippines doesn't allow same-sex marriage. But fortunately, Lauren, he's an innovator. He's got a plan.
Multiple plans.
Or two. Yeah. If at first you don't succeed, it's okay. I can marry your mom. He's got so many ideas on how he can stay in the Philippines, and none of them have anything to do with his love for Faith.
Yeah. So plan A is to go to Thailand, get married, because it is legal in Thailand, and then apply for a citizenship in the Philippines. Or if she doesn't want to do that, plan B, I would marry someone for the papers, but not just someone, so you feel more comfortable. I'm going to just marry your mom. Faith can't believe he said that.
Yeah, neither of those plans strengthen them as a couple.
No.
They only make Lauren a citizen. And maybe he's saying like, hey, the only way we can be together is if I get citizenship so I can stay. So I just need to find citizenship some way and then we can be together. But they really just come across like he's looking to stay.
Yeah, here's the issue. If he goes back, he can't come back to the Philippines. He's so broke. He doesn't even have a place to live. It's not like, oh, he can come back in a couple of months and see her again. This is his one shot to stay.
Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah.
So cut to a very karaoke Christmas. This is my kind of party. I love that almost everyone in the Philippines has their own karaoke machine.
Love it.
This is fantastic. We subscribe to it. We also have our own karaoke machine with 2 mics because we're serious. We like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They do their karaoke. They sit down to talk. And Lauren, he's got some big ideas he wants to share.
Yes. And I feel like he should not have shared this.
He's like, so I have a lot of plans, guys. The easiest plan, we're going to Thailand. We're getting married. And then we come back here. And everyone's like, all right. What if that doesn't work out? All right. That doesn't work out. I got another plan. I would marry Faith's mom.
And mom pauses and just laughs and says, you're making this up. Like, you're not being serious.
She's like, I'm too old for him. I don't want to get involved in this. He can't be serious.
But Faith seems to be thinking about all this. And I feel bad.
Yeah, I do too. Faith, you can do better than...
Oh, much better.
Lauren and the Leaky Penis.
Yeah, they say goodbye. They're heading back tomorrow.
And here's why. And here, I'm not even judging Lauren, although I am judging Lauren.
I think everyone is.
I don't think he loves you that much.
Yeah.
Faith. It'd be one thing if he had all these quirks and idiosyncrasies and whatnot and just really loved Faith. He's got all that shit and he really loves the Philippines.
Yeah.
I don't think he really loves Faith.
I agree.
Okay. Last?
Last but not least. So, quick and sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Quick.
Short,
Sunny and
short,
Vea.
So yeah.
Yes. So Sunny storms off. Vea goes after him, obviously. And she just wants Sunny to stay and figure it out. And saying, like, Rory's just a friend. But for Sunny, this is too much. This is too much drama. She brought her ex. Now he's everywhere, right? And Vea's really trying because she's like, I love you, Sunny. I don't want to lose you. So...
Well, tell this gentleman to go home then. And that's how we'll sort it out.
And so Vea says, okay, I choose you, Sunny.
I choose you. That, here's the thing. I understand where Vea's coming from. She wants her safety net. Vea and Sunny did get into fights, and it was nice that she had Rory there to have her back. But there are no safety nets in love.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just risk it all,
yep.
Throw it out there, and you see what comes of it. And you can't have this safety net if you're really going to try and make this thing work.
Mm-hmm.
So Vea says, all right, I choose you. And they walk back to the bar hand in hand. But the concern is, well, this means Sunny doesn't really trust me or have faith in our relationship. If he can't deal with the fact that Rory's here, he must not really have faith in this relationship. And it's like, maybe, but also there's no need for Rory to be there. If you love Sunny and Sunny's your guy, well, then Sunny should be your guy. Sunny should be there to protect you. And
yeah.
Sunny shouldn't be there upsetting you and making you feel like you need this safety net. So you gotta send Rory packing and really see if this thing stands a chance.
Or Rory can go on vacation. Like, he's in South Africa. He doesn't have to be near them. He can go explore whatever he wants to explore and then go home.
Well, he shouldn't be near them. They should feel like they're independent from Rory.
And I think they are. I think the only issue is that Sunny knows of Rory being there. If he didn't, it's not like, oh, they keep running into him. It's not like he's staying at the same hotel.
But Vea knows that Rory's there.
True.
And I don't like her having that safety net.
Mm.
You gotta risk it for love. And you got to see and put your faith in Sunny's hands and see if it's going to work. You can't always just know, like, I'm kind of trying. I'm half in, I'm half out. Rory's here. If things go wrong, it's like, nah, you're
true.
All in or you're not.
That's a good point.
Thank you. All right.
This is it.
That's the episode. Whew. Oof. What an episode, Theresa.
What a great episode.
Great episode. Great season. I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Really loving it. Top to bottom. Missed Renee a little bit, but she's cuckoo. So can't have too much cuckoo in one episode.
Yeah.
We'll see if she makes
an
appearance. I don't think so.
And I think she's done.
I think that's fine. All right. That's the episode. If you want to hear us talk about The Other Way,
mm-hmm.
We're doing it on Patreon and Supercast. Patreon.com/MeredithReality. MeredithReality.supercast.com. Talking about the tell-all. And when that wraps up, we're going to be talking about Last Resort. So get on there. We do bonus episodes. It's a good time on Patreon. There is a chat for us,
mm-hmm.
A little private chat. It's ad-free. It's a good time.
Very good time.
It's a great time. Also, we're on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. So follow us there. Message us, talk to us, tell us, share your thoughts. We love to hear from you guys. If you got news stories, send them in. Call in on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's hot. It's the previews, as huge.
Saw that coming. Yes,
man. As huge.
As high as the previews. Let's see. Who is Vanya talking to? Who is that guy? Who is that creep?
Yeah.
The perv. You're
someone
married. You're married, sir. Go back to your wife. All right. And if you haven't left the review, please do. Tis the season. We are thankful for all that have left the review. And if you haven't left the review, please do. We'd be thankful for that. If it's a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all.
I've said it all.
You sure have. Means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.